This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. 1 year ago this Labor Day weekend, an errant spark from an unattended fire pit in Four Mile Canyon west of Boulder quickly became the most destructive wildfire in Colorado history, burning 169 homes and damaging scores of others.
It's scary as hell, though.
We're worried about our house, though. We hope it's still standing.
We are fairly confident that our house is no longer standing.
I mean, a lot of these firefighters, they were watching their own home burn down as they sat here and defended their neighbors. And it truly brings a tear to my eye because, because I've been in that position.
It was an emotional and stressful time for thousands of people directly impacted by the Four Mile Canyon fire. And as KUNC's Kirk Sigler reports, for many, 1 year later, it still is.
Jack Thompson and his wife were in New York boarding a plane for Paris when a neighbor called to tell them there was a fire burning in Four Mile Canyon. Their home was west of there, so he figured the wind usually blows east.
And we woke up in France on Wednesday morning, and my son called and said that everything was gone. That was pretty shocking.
But this wasn't anything new for the soft-spoken Thompson, who's shielding his eyes from the bright sun as he walks around the meadow where his home used to stand.
So this is the back wall.
He looks over to Sugarloaf Mountain a few miles away, where in 1989 the Black Tiger Fire also destroyed his home.
And I couldn't imagine it happening again. It's got to be greater than the Powerball odds, I think.
But he says this go-around, the aftermath has been worse. Months of wrangling with insurance claims, painstakingly categorizing everything he lost.
The insurance company's job is to keep their money, which is really your money, but, you know, it's their job to the bottom line, so it's definitely a standoff at times.
$220 million in insurance claims have been paid out so far. But some victims still haven't negotiated a settlement with their insurance companies.
You know, we often refer to it, after my own home burned down, my neighbors and I, as kind of like being twice burned.
Karen Remus was one of thousands of people to lose her home in San Diego during the 2003 Cedar Fire, the most destructive in California's history.
First by the wildfire, and then second, feeling like we were being burned by the insurance companies.
Remus is a former attorney who now works for the consumer advocacy group United Policyholders, which has been helping Four Mile Fire victims navigate through the complicated claims process. She says insurance companies are trying to stay competitive in a market, so too often they sell policies that mean people are underinsured when disaster strikes.
You know, I'm a capitalist. God bless America. I'm all for that. But I'm also for people standing behind what they sell.
While it may seem easy just to cut me a check for the limits, an insurance company, to protect all their other policyholders, really has to have proof of loss.
Which Carol Walker acknowledges is tough when everything has been destroyed. She's executive director of the Rocky Mountain Insurance Information Association and Industry Trade Group. But Walker says destructive fires like Four Mile Canyon are a wake-up call.
So really, I think the lesson learned any time we come on an anniversary like Four Mile Canyon is, what can I do to be protecting myself? How can I make sure that I have enough insurance that if I had to rebuild my home, that I could replace my personal belongings? So really, people need to be reviewing their coverages on an annual basis.
Walker says the large, expensive wildfires that are becoming all too common in a warming West have led to a rethinking in the insurance industry. Most companies no longer write policies with a blanket guarantee that everything will be replaced after a fire. Some have even stopped selling to certain people in high-risk mountains, including around Boulder, says Gary Sanfason, who was hired last fall as Boulder County's liaison for Four Mile victims.
We found that 60% of the folks were underinsured, so that was a big shock to people. All of a sudden, they didn't have as much money to rebuild what they had before.
In the year since the fire, Boulder County has issued 45 building permits, but only three people have actually moved back in.
Some people have not even begun to think about rebuilding. Some people have definitely decided not to rebuild, especially folks who I think are older and been here a long time, and I think feel that it would be really difficult to move back in a very burned out setting.
Well, some also can't afford to rebuild because Boulder County did not waive its new green building codes for fire victims. And then there's the problem of additional living expenses running out. Karen Remus of United Policyholders says some states have passed laws requiring that insurance companies extend these benefits for rent and other expenses beyond 1 year for natural disaster victims. Colorado isn't one of them.
So these are huge problems that impact the community's ability, and homeowners specifically, ability to recover and rebuild.
Back in the burn area, Jack Thompson operates a forklift to stack log after burned log he's removed from his 15-acre property. Now, Thompson considers himself luckier than most of his neighbors. He's begun rebuilding his shop.
And then over here's where the house will be in.
The new house, he says, will be made of stone and stucco, so you shouldn't have to worry about wood siding or other flammables igniting if a third fire should come through. He says the past year has been tough, and there have been times when he and his wife felt like giving up, moving somewhere else.
I just get up and go every day. That's the kind of person I am. We have our moments, but what are you going to do?
For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.